All right. I'll start with James Winchester, just his situation. I think we're all aware of that his father has passed away. Tragic incident, and sick, to be honest with you. So, but James is with his family now, where he needs to be, and when he comes back, he comes back. But right now, it's his time to be with his family, as you, I know, would expect. So, our hearts and prayer, you know, thoughts, prayers, everything go out to he and his family.
Honestly, I just sent him a text and just told him we're thinking about him. I didn't want to talk to him too much because it's a tough time. You know, I don't really want to talk to him about it, but I just left it at that and just let him know if he need anything, I'm here to talk to him, along with a lot of the guys on the team as well. So we're all here for him. Like, we're a team. So, but we treat it as family. So,
you know, it's hard, you know, found out last night. I think everybody in shock. Certainly not something you ever expect to happen or think will happen in your wildest dreams. And, I think everybody feeling for James and his family, you know, just a very, very, you know, crazy thing. And to see it out there on, you know, media and things like that too. I mean, it's just a very, very, you know, tragic thing. So yeah, feeling for James and his family and trying to do anything you can do, you know, you never really know. Certainly, just trying to be there for him.
The man of faith loves Jesus. Dad did too. And, you have to go back to faith in Christ. That's going to get him through it, get us through it, and keep this locker room tight. And everybody's there for him. He needs to know that. He knows that. I think that there's, you know, forgiveness in his breath. You know, obviously you have to do that as a Christian. And so he's going to get through that. We're going to get through this. It'll make us tighter. We've had situations like this in the past that we may be able to learn from through experience. And, you know, James is the same way. He's a great teammate, great guy. And, you know, he's ready to roll. He's just taking care of business right now.
Can you speak to how close this
last one, guys,
this unit is, the special teams unit, Cairo and you? How close are you guys?
I'm real tight. I mean, you know, we spend more time than anybody. When the guys are in meeting rooms, we're down here looking through game film, trying to do anything we can, seeing what punters or kickers are doing, or, you know, special team schemes, which Dave Tobe is the best in the league at. But when me, Cairo, and James are together, it's, you know, it's like during training camps, it's 8, 9, 10 hours a day. During the season, it's at least 4 or 5 hours non-practice time. So, I mean, it's an unbelievable amount of time. You get to know somebody's life story in, you know, the first 2 weeks of training camp, and then you just kind of roll from there, and you're really brothers. It doesn't take a tragedy to go through that. It's good times, bad times. You know, it's family.